Lawmakers originally planned to be passing bills by now, ready to wrap up the state budget and leave on a three-week break beginning on Thursday. But instead of an agreement early in the week, each day lawmakers have found themselves discussing new issues, some of them totally unrelated to the spending plan. Most recently, talks have turned to whether to decriminalize public possession of marijuana in New York City and walking back a provision of the recently enacted gun control laws. Governor Cuomo says the numerous daily meetings with legislative leaders are also conducive to talking about resolving other issues, too.
So the budget, as you know, is a time and an opportunity where you can do a lot of good things. And we have time on the clock. We have a lot of time on the clock.
And Cuomo says, unlike some lawmakers who have vacation plans, he's going to be around for the rest of the month until the budget needs to be in place.
Deadline for the budget is April 1, so that's an eternity away. We have 10 days.
The extended negotiations have already generated several possible deals. Talks between Democrats who are seeking a minimum wage increase and Republicans who want more business and middle-class tax cuts grew into an even bigger package. It now includes sending $350 checks in the mail to every middle-class family with school-age children. The checks would arrive in 2014, just before Election Day. The plan would also extend a tax surcharge on millionaires when it expires next year, as well as related tax breaks for middle-income workers. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a Democrat, says he's in favor of continuing the tax on the rich, as well as the middle-class breaks that were first enacted in December of 2011.
Yeah, I do think it's a very good idea. I think it makes our tax code more progressive. It has made our tax code more progressive, and I think that's a good thing to do.
Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos, while not exactly endorsing the tax on the wealthy, acknowledged that its extension is needed in order to pay for the tax breaks planned for 2014 and 2015.
That's still on the table, but there's a good possibility that's going to happen.
Governor Cuomo tried to put the package in a positive light. He says overall, even with a continued tax increase on the rich, more New Yorkers will benefit from tax breaks in the tentative deal.
But it is net a tax cut. Obviously, in the budget, some taxes go up, some taxes go down. The question is, what is the net impact? And we're talking about tax cuts, not tax increases.
The governor and legislative leaders are talking about amending the state's recently passed gun control laws. It could lead to rescinding a ban on the sale of 10-bullet magazines. Now, Cuomo and legislative leaders say they may still permit the sales after all. The gun laws passed in January limit the number of bullets in a magazine to 7, but there are loopholes that allow 10 bullets at shooting ranges and in competitions. The amendment could still impose the 7-bullet limit, but permit the purchase of the 10-bullet magazine for use at shooting ranges and in sporting contests, says Cuomo.
We would say, but the law now says, you can have 10 bullets in the range or at a competition, otherwise it's 7, and you can have a magazine that does that.
And while there are 10 days left in the fiscal year, part of those days are taken up by the Passover and Easter holidays. Scenarios for finishing the budget, once there is agreement, include working over the weekend or coming back in the middle of next week. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.